The log is off.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
You always sort of seem to start the episode. You always come in with the first hello, I think. Have you ever noticed that? Yeah. It's like, you know, like Ant always stands on the right and Dick always stands on the left. You always start with a hello there, mate.
Well, funnily enough, it's funny you should say that. We do normally have an order that we are on the screen. But when we had those tech issues a couple of episodes back, we switched over about halfway through.
Did we switch personalities? It
did my head in. I couldn't work it. I couldn't work out how to look at the screen anymore. It was really weird.
So, I was going to say there's quite a lot of difference in our looks and stature, but maybe there isn't actually. Beard, glasses, chubby. I'm slightly darker with less hair. You're slightly lighter with more hair. My glasses are eyebrows. More square. You got massive, massive eyebrows. Mine are quite manicured, really. Both got semi-grey beards.
Yeah.
Large.
I wish I'd never got this better webcam.
It's just depressed you.
I prefer just being a blur.
I wonder if that's what my wife thinks when she takes off her glasses. Oh, thank fuck, I don't have to look.
You haven't had an eye test for a while. Oh, it's fine.
I'm not bothering, yeah. I'm not bothering. maybe we're just getting into little habits now and again. Right, quick fire round, okay? I've got three questions for you. Favourite crisps?
McCoy's steak.
Nice, nice. Favourite delicatessen? Come on. I want an answer.
Aldi?
No, not the shop. The favourite item from a delicatessen.
Salami?
That'll do. I'll have salami. Final one, probably the most important one. Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Oh, I thought you were going to give us like a cookie dough Ben and Jerry's or something like that.
No, I hate that. I tell you what, I hate ice cream as well when it's got bits in it. That can fuck off.
But, absolutely not.
Yes, it can. No. I just like ice cream. It would just be ice cream. I hate it when there's like M&Ms and shit in it. It's like, I don't want M&Ms in it. I just want ice cream.
You are weird. I bet you like a Neapolitan. Yeah. Well, I'll have a little scoop of the vanilla. I'll have a little scoop of the chocolate. And I'll have a little scoop of the strawberry.
Why have you got Southern American?
Thomas? I don't know. That's kind of thrown us now.
If I had Neapolitan, I wouldn't eat the chocolate. I don't really like chocolate ice cream that much.
I'll have a little scoop of the strawberry and a little scoop of the vanilla. I'll tell you my exception to that, mate.
I'll tell you my exception to that, Mary Sue, is the rum and raisin. I love a rum and raisin.
So of all the bits in ice cream, you like the shittest bits, which are raisins.
Because rum and raisin, outstanding ice cream.
I mean, I'm with you on that. I am with you on that, but...
So what's your favourite crisps?
Crisps?
Yeah.
100% what's it?
We've had this before, but they're the worst crisps.
They're just
powder.
Favourite delicatessen, right. Coleslaw, bang, there you go, have it.
See, that's quite, I think middle, that's quite middle class in delicatessen.
Sorry for having a grasp on the English language. Doesn't make us a fucking middle class person just because I know what delicatessen means. In fact, for years and years and years, do you know where I learned? I'm getting really annoyed now. Do you know where I learned that word? Going to the supermarket with my mum and dad on a Friday night, because everyone used to do a big shop on a Friday night, and Saver Centre, yes, Saver Centre, not Sainsbury's, because it was so run down, it was called fucking Saver Centre, used to have a big fridge across the thing, but people behind it used to serve you stuff, and right above it used to say, delicatessen. That's where I learned the word.
But that I thought that was just a part of a shop. I didn't realise it was a range of goods.
Oh, mate. Next, you'll be saying there's fucking penguins in the North Pole.
Also, cold sauce shit. Right. favorite ice cream.
Sometimes you're so you disappoint me. Do you know Generali Tutti Frutti?
A tutti frutti. Can you still get that?
I don't even know where that came from. How good was that?
It was excellent. I think if he went minty chucky chip, it would have been funnier.
Do you remember the slightly racist advert of McDonald's when he goes, one cup of char? Yeah. Now, for ages, I got that wrong because I was thinking he was asking for a cappuccino in like a foreign accent, but he was in Birmingham and he was asking for a cup of char.
Char means tea, doesn't it?
Yeah, it took me a long time.
We didn't know at the time because it was literally when you went to a coffee shop, you'd get tea or coffee.
Yeah. One cup of char.
Fillet of fish for my wife.
That's it, yeah. It was like a really mildly racist advert. Okay,
McNuggets. Can you remember when we used to go to McDonald's, and at the time they used to do the value meal things. So you'd get like a Big Mac with chips and a drink, and then you get chicken sandwich and chips and a drink. Then you get chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And we tried to get through all the menu in one sitting.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
And we didn't.
There was also a bet that I had later on in life when I lived in Leeds with one of my friends. They had a Big Mac off, and you had to eat five Big Macs and on the bounce and loser paid. So the guy who's eating the Big Macs ate all 4 9/10 of the Big Mac and couldn't put the last tenth into his mouth to swallow it. He was that bad. And he had to pay for them all. And he literally had that much to go.
I would never stop thinking about that if that happened to me.
I don't think he has. This was like years and years and years ago. We were talking about it just not so long ago, so I don't think it's ever left him either. Also, it seems like ages ago since. So I still think that a McDonald's value meal is £2.88, which they were for years and years and years. But they're really expensive, aren't they?
McDonald's has gone absolutely mental with their prices. It's like really expensive now. And I was never a massive fan of it anyway. The breakfasts are good. But like, if you just want a burger and chips now and a drink, it's like £7 or something.
Yeah, I was quite pleased to see the breakfast wrap come back. Now, that was a thing of beauty, the breakfast wrap, and then they just disappeared.
Yeah.
COVID. It was a COVID casualty.
Yeah. I love the sausage and egg McMuffins.
Yeah. Do you ever get weirded out by eggs? How do you like your eggs, sir? Unfertilized. What do you mean? Me and my wife both have go through this phase, right, of we love eggs and we have like, Carol makes the best scrambled egg known to man. She's excellent, but it's like, it's on the verge of, it's like collapsible on your plate. So it's like quite
silky.
Wet. It's silky, but wet. Like, so
yeah.
I can understand why some people might not like it, but. And then just, we'll go through, we'll have scrambled eggs, and then all of a sudden we'll both just be like, ooh, I've gone off this. Like, instantly, and then we'll go off them for like 3 months, and then we'll be like back on the eggs again.
I can't cook eggs. I'm shit at it. Like, eggs and rice are my downfall in cookery. I can't do them.
Mate, rice is so easy. I made some rice for the dog today, okay?
For the dog?
She's got an upset stomach, okay? Leave it out.
Fucking hell.
I'm already going through the pain of the loss of one dog.
I'm sorry.
My other one is now poorly, so she's getting the treatment.
All right, okay.
So, really, it is the easiest thing to do. Whatever measurement you take your rice when you put it in the pad, put the same amount of water in. Listen, just hear us out and try it. Just hear us out and try it, right? So, if you put a glass of what rice in, put a glass of water on top, cold water, and stir it around so it coats all the grains.
Yeah.
Turn it on the hob till it boils. Then just turn it off, take it off the stove, and put a lid on it.
Right. I've tried that. I've tried everything. I've tried the spoonful of salt. I've tried the rice cookers. I've tried the washing it. I've tried the leaving it for 20 minutes.
You can't cook rice in a rice cooker.
Honestly, mate, I've got some kind of curse with rice that I can't cook it. It just ends up fucking up all of the time. Like, it burns, it boils over, it's too soft, it's too hard, it sticks together, it goes into mush. I just give in. I give in.
That sounds like my sex life.
So now I'm... This might also be like your sex wife. I just give in and I just...
Sex wife? You had a little fraudulent slip there.
This also might be like your sex life, that I just get them bags from Sainsbury's and put them in the microwave.
But I think they're even harder to cook than others. And plus you burn your fingers every single time. Oh, are you talking about the ones that... you're not talking about the boiling the bag ones?
No, no.
Oh, yeah, I know.
One I'm talking about those microwave 50 pence... Well, that's 70 pence now. But you cut a little slit.
Cut the corner up, yeah.
Give them a little rub so they're not stuck together.
Unmoisten them.
Bang it in. 2 minutes later, you've got rice.
Unfertilised. Oh, okay. Do you know what? We started to go through... Well, I mean, this is going to send us straight back into middle-class wankiness here. This is like delicatessen all over again. But I learned how to cook rice from HelloFresh. So we used to get some HelloFresh boxes, you know, when they deliver those meal delivery services where they send.
We've had them before.
And HelloFresh explained excellently how to cook the rice, and I've just followed that ever since.
Yeah, I've done that as well. Had that as well. Never got it right.
Mate, the dog is eating the best rice of her life right now.
Does she thank you for it?
sometimes we're in bed and she's got a little bed in our bedroom. And sometimes, usually in the middle of the night, you wake up like, what's that? What's that? And it's just her licking her fanny. But it's like... oh, Violet! Shut up! And that just stops. So I'm really sorry.
She's just not trying to get the rice out of our chops.
I'm sorry. This podcast is just filthy. I'm sorry about that.
I may not. I would edit out dog's fanny.
Well, should I have said vagina?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, mate, on that bombshell, let's have a drink.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Right, okay, so this week we are on Funky Fluid, Polish brewery, Gelato Series, which
Hang on, a Polish brewery?
Yeah, I think
we've not had that before, have we?
No, you don't get many Polish breweries, actually.
In fact, have I ever had anything outside of the UK so far?
Yeah, we've had Belgian.
Oh, yeah, all right, yeah, okay.
We've had German.
Yeah. Okay, I regret saying that.
Irish. I've had American.
Have we? What's Irish?
Guinness.
Guinness, not bad.
Yes, so Funky Fluid Gelato. This is a Gelato series. So this is their ice cream series. And this is called Nero Ice Cream Sour. And it's rubbing in at a quite underwhelming 5.5%. This is one of the highest rated triple gelato variants. And to quote the can, it is a fruit bomb of raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, and blackcurrants seasoned with marshmallow and vanilla. I ruined that, didn't I? I haven't had this one before, but I have had. I have had the Funky Fluid series before, and they are pretty good.
Is this a sour then?
Yeah, this is a sour. Yeah, but I won't say anything. I'll let you see what you think.
I'm opening
too. Excuse me.
One more for orgasm.
Excuse me. Okay.
It smells very berry. I said what? Very berry, they're not Mary Berry.
With the...
Oh my God.
Right, what do you think of the smell then? Berry.
It smells like Ribena.
I have to be honest, the smell for me is not particularly great.
It smells like, yeah, it smells like a cordial, doesn't it?
Shall we go straight down the hatch then?
I'm just going to down it down the hatch.
Oh, Hang on. Whoa. Before we do that, I'd like some comments on the can art, please.
Oh, yeah. Pretty underwhelming, considering last week's masterpiece. I don't like that, going to be honest.
Black can, pink writing, bit neon. I think it does what it says on the tin.
It looks like them scribbly tattoos people get now.
I think it looks all right, but there you go. What was it? Sister Mary, whatever, has spoken on the art. Who was the nun that used to be the art critic?
Sister Wendy.
Sister Wendy, that's it. Sister Wendy has spoken. Cheers.
Cheers. It's not very sour, is it?
It's not. Well, bearing in mind that the last sour we had was absolutely eye-wateringly sour. This one is... there's a lot of fruit in there, though.
Hmm. That's like a dark fruit.
Hmm.
Have you ever had a dark fruit?
A cider?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a bit like that. It's,
I think that is very cider-like, actually.
Yeah, it's got a creaminess to it, though. I bet there's lactose in that.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, your mouth's gone red.
Has it?
Yeah. I can see it on your high-definition camera. It looks like... Are you drinking that out of a Stella Artois glass as well?
No.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I've only got one proper beer glass, and when it's dirty, I can't use it, can I?
Do I need to get you some beer glasses?
Yeah, I'd love some.
All right. Next time we're going back, because we're almost ready to restock, aren't we, for season... Well, maybe season three, or maybe just continue on with season two. Who cares?
Yeah.
But we're nearly ready to do another order, aren't we? So maybe I'll get them to throw in some glasses while you're at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's... you're showing us the logo now. That's on Artois logo. Do you know what I recognise it from? I recognise it from the bottom because the stem on the Stella Artois glass is really nice with that little star in it.
Have you got a cupboard full of glasses that you didn't pay for? beer glasses.
Let me tell you, I am currently selling glasses on eBay.
What?
From the pub that we've got, because I've got so many Belgian beer glasses that I've had to get rid of some of them. So I currently have 72 items for sale on eBay, which are all glasses and multiples of 72. So, for example, I've got 36 Orval glasses to try and get rid of.
Do they go for a lot, then?
Yeah, they're like a tenner each.
Are they?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. So we've got a little room in our house which is currently full of glasses and packaging. Oh, I haven't told you about my brilliant story, have I? So have I told you about this? So I had to buy some packaging materials for these glasses.
Yeah.
So basically, I've got like several boxes of glasses in this little lounge that we've got. And so I bought like some paper, you know, like brown paper that you crumple up and put in the box.
Yeah.
I bought some boxes, bought a tape gun, you know, one of them, to be professional.
And what I bought pop and shit?
Bubble wrap, yeah. So I bought some bubble wrap as well. So I wasn't sure how much bubble wrap I needed. So I got it, and it was 150 wide, this bubble wrap. Which I thought, that's sort of, you know, that's decent size, 15 centimetres. I thought that'll be all right. And anyway, it turned up and it was taller than my wife. His bubble wrap is fucking 5'5". I've got more bubble wrap than fucking Amazon. I got a delivery to the door and literally it came in like a coffin. It was the size of a coffin, this box, and it came in.
You know what you could do if you don't get rid of it? You could put it in the garden and just run across it. I remember that. That'd be really satisfying.
I might have popping parties.
Yeah, you should. Or so, you could wrap yourself in it and throw yourself down the stairs and see what happens.
I feel like I could go zorbing in a really really unsophisticated way. Yeah, so I've got an awful lot of bubble wrap. If anyone needs any bubble wrap, I'm your man.
So, you know how I was talking about the can art being little squiggles, and I said they were like the tattoos people get now. Have you got any tattoos?
I've got "Hi Martin, welcome to Morecambe. Glad you're back at home" on me penis.
Okay, I don't think that's true.
It actually says,
"Ha!" Is that all they could fit on?
Thanks for explaining the joke.
I was just processing it myself.
No, I've got no tattoos at all.
You know, neither have I. I think that's uncommon now.
Well, as I just said earlier, we lost our little dog a few weeks ago, and one of the things they do when you lose your dog is they take paw prints of them. So you get like a little paw print in an envelope, the vet sends you them. And I did think I might get that tattooed.
Where?
The shape of his paw print. Probably on my ass. I'm not joking. Excuse me. This is a fragile situation here, Dan.
I'm sorry, but it's just what you said, on my ass. I was trying to...
Where else would I have it? On my face?
I know, on your shoulder, on your heart.
I think my boobs are too bad for that. I think my boobs are too floppy. For a decent,
but you wouldn't see it on your ass, and not many other people would see it either.
How do you know?
Your doctor, maybe.
Yeah, no, I did. I did think about that. He had a pause.
Can I just take you through my logic with tattoos? Right, I really struggle with tattoos. I don't get them because I think it's like having something on your body for the rest of your life, like. What happens if you don't like it anymore? Mm. Why not just go to an artist and go, can you draw me a picture of this? And then just put that picture in your wallet.
Or in a frame or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So my brother-in-law, I'm sure he won't mind us saying this, for a lot of years had a tattoo. So I think he got it when he was like 17 or something like that, and it was an eagle carrying a flag. And over the years it's turned into... a sparrow carrying a Cornish pasty. So he has had it covered now with another tattoo, but it did literally turn into a bird carrying a Cornish pasty.
I think it's funny as well, where people get like, they're going out with someone and they get like the girlfriend's name or the boyfriend's name tattooed on them.
Then they break up.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. So you've got like, Kevin on you now, forever.
Yeah, another one of my friends had, when he was a teenager, had his home country tattooed on him. So his home country was Scotland. Okay.
Right.
So on his knuckles, he had Scotland. And We're out with them one night, and we're playing some people at snooker, and this guy kept calling them Scott. And eventually went, why the fuck are you calling us Scott? So that's tattooed on your hand. I thought you were called Scott. He was like, C-O-T. But I have to say, for years, I thought his son was called Scott, and I could never work out what his other son was called, which was Land.
Because that's one of them where you'd have to Scotland. Go.
Scotland. Double fist.
And why? Like, in case he needs to be returned home or something. Like, why are you getting that?
He said he's had them laser removed recently. And he said it was the worst pain. Oh, God. I've just got a real sour bit there. Whoa. I don't know where that came from.
It's not very ice creamy, though, is it?
He just had these tattoos laser off. He said it was the worst pain he's ever been through.
Do you know why it's the worst pain? Because they're basically burning the shit out of it underneath your skin.
Yeah. Tacking the ink, aren't they? So that was my thought on tattoo. What about you then? No, nothing. No desire for a tattoo whatsoever.
I think the only time I ever kind of considered it was in my student days where I was going to get a barcode tattooed on us.
I was just about to say that I thought a barcode was a brilliant idea. But then there was a game that someone had a barcode and it would just look awful now.
Yeah, it was a Hitman, the game.
Was it? Could you imagine if you had a barcode tattooed on you now?
Well, I always wanted a barcode that could be scanned. So, like, I guess it would be a QR code now, wouldn't it? Like, so you scan it and something happens. But,
yeah.
Like, but then, I don't know. I think kind of tattoos have taken a bit of shift, haven't they? Like, how people view them now. People have, like, full sleeves and neck tattoos and no one gives a shit.
Do you know, one of the things I do think is quite cool, but we'll obviously never do this, is when someone gets a... Because there's literally no point to it whatsoever. But you know when someone gets a full blackout tattoo?
Yeah.
I think that's quite cool.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Because it's also...
Where do you stand on face tattoos?
Not very high.
let's just put this academically, right, so you don't get any trouble. If you were an employer, right, just say for fun, say that you were an employer of people, would you employ someone with a face tattoo?
Yeah, have done.
Right, okay. What happens if that face tattoo was of 1930s German political stature?
Yeah, you're going to probably be a little bit more cautious then. you're probably going to avoid the guy with the swastika on his head.
I was trying to avoid saying that, mate. That's instant cancellation.
You know that says swastika, aren't you?
That's twice now you've said it. Stop saying it.
Well, I mean, it's the Hindu peace symbol.
Swastika isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Now I've said it.
It is though. It's a Hindu symbol.
It was. Okay,
It was taken by the Nazis for.
Don't say Nazis. Fuck! I've said it again. See what happens when you get tattoos.
I was going to say you turn into a Nazi, but that's not right, is it? Oh. So you're not allowed to say Hitler, you're not allowed to say Nazis, you're not allowed to say swastika.
That's a triple strike now.
What happens, though? Do the internet police come for you or something?
I think you get put on a list. And then if you say it again, you get cancelled.
Can you bleep this out, please?
Yeah, well, definitely do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Hitler. Yeah, so I just wondered about that because I didn't think you had tattoos, but I wasn't quite sure.
No, I'm also piss scared of needles. I know we've talked about needles a little bit, so you're never going to be very good. But I don't like needles at all. The thought of it is not particularly nice.
No.
At all.
And also, it's there forever. That's what puts me off.
The Carol's dad used to go greyhound racing, and they used to identify them because he used to tattoo like a number in their ear.
On dogs,
that was how they used to.
I didn't know that.
Identify them, and I think I do it with other livestock as well. Maybe, But have I ever told you the dog racing stories?
No.
I don't know. I thought we talked about this before. Maybe we haven't. They used to like be criminals, basically. The level of corruption in greyhound racing was unbelievable. They used to have a little syndicate together in a race, and the one that was the favourite, they used to feed it like 5 pies before the race, so it couldn't run. He had this dog and he sold it for like quite a lot of money in those days, this really good greyhound. So he sold it to this guy, but this greyhound kept coming back. So he sold it once and it went to like Birmingham or somewhere and it came back home. He sold the bugger about 8 times and it just kept coming home.
Well, how did it keep coming home?
It just kept escaping and somehow getting back to Lancashire.
What, like the littlest hobo?
Yeah, literally like the littlest hobo.
But really fast.
With a tattoo in his ear. Yeah, there was there's like the level of corruption in dog racing is unbelievable.
Actually, it's funny that I think dogs have got a sense of direction, because our dog once got off its lead when it slipped its harness when I got attacked once, and it ran off and it kind of sort of walked like running towards home.
Yeah,
they knew where it was.
They do. Yeah, I think they've got like some sort of homing device of some description.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so. This is a big can as well, isn't it, the gelato? Big can.
I'm struggling to get through this, mate. It's
500 mil. It's up. So, is that all the whole glass? Right, I'm going down the hatch.
Down it, down the hatch.
Cheers, boy. Have you seen the amount of funk left in the glass?
Oh, I've done it again. I've still got half a can.
I knew you were going to say that. So I'm going to, whilst you're exploring this one, I'm going to go straight for the question here. I'm not sure where this is going to land. So, funky fluid, gelato nero, ice cream sour. Lager on or the lager off?
Lager's off.
Hey. That's a little bit of a... It's not unpleasant, is it?
No, actually, as we've been chatting, I've been sipping it, and it's been quite nice.
It's not the best funky fluid I've had. I've had better funky fluids, definitely.
I think that's the least beer-like beer we've had.
Yeah, like very fruit juicy. You've just took a big mouth of funk there, mate.
Yeah.
Better leave it in the bottom of the glass. Also, big old boy can. I wish beer companies had stopped doing them in 500 milliliter cans.
But it's only 5% though, not even.
Yeah, but that's half a liter of sour beer. I don't want half a liter of sour beer.
Oh mate, what happened with your extra strong beer you had?
Oh yeah, so I had a 330 can of. I had a 330 can of 19% beer from Case, a brewery called Case. It tasted like, and it looked like a very, very unhealthy sample. It was immediately dead in the glass, so it had no head at all. It just died straight away in the glass. And it tasted like it burned when it went down.
Really?
It was... interesting, but not that pleasant.
And did you have that all yourself?
I shared it. I went to my beer club and I shared it at my beer club.
I'm sorry for laughing at beer club. It's technically what we're doing here, I suppose. But it just sounds funny. Beer club? I don't know. It just sounds funny when you say beer club. Like most people would just go the pub.
Well, it's a beer club at a pub. You've been very derogatory towards me this episode.
I haven't. Because I said beer club.
You shouldn't mock. You shouldn't mock. You've mocked me dead dog. You've mocked me.
I haven't mocked your dead dog.
You've talked about the Third Reich several times just to try and get us cancelled.
No, I told you not to, and you have.
I've tried to get every every Aryan connotation I can in to change the word so that it's flagged on everything.
I've got some editing to do. I'm just gonna bleep out every single reference to that with beer club.
Excellent. I like it. You probably have to do a little bit of a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode, though, just because people are going to be like, "What?"
Yeah, I will do.
Anyway, so, going back to your
beer, I've got one question about your beer. How much was it for the can?
I don't know if someone else asked us that yesterday. I honestly can't remember, but like 10 quid, maybe.
Yeah, right. That's not too bad, I suppose.
I don't know. It might have been less than that. I can't remember it being outrageously expensive. So, like, there was one that they brewed that was, it was like 30% or something, and that was like 50 quid or something a bottle.
30%? That's just stupid, that, like.
Yeah, it was like a spirit. No, it might have even been more than that. It might be 50%. It was called Snake Bite, and it was,
I think that, like, name's already taken.
Proper distilled. And also Brew Dog did one as well. They did something like nuclear salt penguin or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I kind of remember that. I don't know if you told us about it before. I've just seen it somewhere.
It came in a taxidermy bottle with taxidermy on it, and that was like 90 quid or something.
But they're wankers, so
yeah. Right, well, on that note, maybe we can call it a day there.
Yep.
Enjoy the beautiful weather that we're having, and I'll see you next week.
Are we allowed to talk about our potential special episode?
We should talk about our potential episode, but we've talked about it at the end of the podcast, hoping that people will listen all the way through an episode.
So maybe on the next one?
No, let's do it. So basically what we'd like is, we've got three options for a special episode. We'd like you to choose the option. We'd like you to choose what we do for that episode. And the three options are, we do an Imperial Stout one, which will be three Imperial Stouts, which could end messy. The second one would be High ABV. So that would be three of the highest ABVs that I can find. For us to drink. And the third one was the three worst beers that I've had. Now, it might not be that I've had, but it might be the three worst beers that I sort of think about, because a lot of the ones that I've had won't be around anymore.
It sounds mental, but I kind of want to do that one.
The three worst beers?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of want to do the three highest ABVs.
Yeah.
But I've got a horrible feeling it'll just descend into utter madness. If anyone has listened to the New Year's special, we only did three beers on the New Year's special.
No, we did four, but they weren't all really high.
We did four beers, and we had a couple of 10%ers, I think, didn't we, at the end? And
was there two 10%ers, or was it?
There was. I'm sure there was a couple of quite big ones. Anyway, it got messy quickly. Although, having said that, it is our highest rated episode, most listened to episode. So we'd like to throw it out to you, the listeners, to decide what we do. So, if you could give us a comment, that would be absolutely brilliant. We're going to do a poll, I think, on the social media of what you would like it would be, and you just have to reply with Imperial Stouts, High ABV, or worst beer, and then those three things we'll go for next time.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
So until then, let's call it a night, and see you on the next one.
Okay, mate. All the best. All right. Bye, everyone. Okay. See you later. Bye bye.
The log is off.